Module 3, Lesson 1, More Directions and Places. 1. Now that you know how to ask for and find your way to the telephone and the restroom, it would be a good time for you to learn some more Arabic words for places you'll want to go to, and to ask for directions to get there, and to understand some answers. You'll find all the new words in your text. One basic word which you should know is the word meaning here. In Arabic, it is
Hina.
Listen to it.
Hina. Hina. Hina.
Repeat it.
Hina. Hina. Hina.
The sentence, the telephone is here, would be
El telephone hina.
Repeat it after the speaker.
El telephone hina. El telephone hina. A telephone hina.
Do you remember the word for lieutenant? It is?
Mulazim.
How would you say the lieutenant is here? It would be?
El mulazim hina.
Repeat it.
El mulazim hina. الملازم هنا الملازم هنا
2. You may be at a place where there seems to be no telephone, restroom, or whatever you're looking for, and you'll want to ask, is there a telephone here, or is there a restroom here? The word which means is there is
في.
It is like the word في meaning in, except that the E sound is longer, and sometimes it is pronounced as if it has a slight H at the end. Listen to it.
Fi. Fi. Fi.
You repeat it.
Fi. Fi. Fi.
When the word is used in a question, its tone rises rather than falls. Listen to how an Arab says, is there a telephone here?
في تلفون هنا؟ في تلفون هنا؟
Now you say it.
في تلفون هنا؟ في تلفون هنا؟ في تلفون هنا؟
The answer might be
إيوه في تلفون.
Meaning yes, there is a telephone. In this case, the tone of the word fi will fall rather than rise, because it is in a statement, not in a question. Listen again to the answer.
Iwa fi telefon. Iwa fi telefon.
Let's hear you say it after the speaker.
Iwa fi telefon. Iwa fi telefon. Iwa fi telefon.
The answer might, however, be, no, there is no telephone here. When Arabs say there is not or there is no something or other, they merely put the word ma before fi. No, there is no telephone here would be
لا ما في تلفون هنا.
Listen to it again.
لا ما في تلفون هنا. لا ما في تلفون هنا.
You say it.
لا ما في تلفون هنا. لا ما في تلفون هنا. لا ما في تلفون هنا.
Now let's ask if there's a bathroom or restroom here. Listen to the question.
في حمام هنا؟ في حمام هنا؟
Repeat it.
في حمام هنا؟ في حمام هنا؟ في حمام هنا.
Listen to the answer.
إيوه في حمام. إيوه في حمام.
You say it.
إيوه في حمام. إيوه في حمام.
Now listen to the Arabic for No, there is no restroom here.
لا ما في حمام هنا. لا ما في حمام هنا. لا ما في حمام هنا.
Now repeat it.
لا ما في حمام هنا. لا ما في حمام هنا.
Three. During your stay in Saudi Arabia, you might have to stay a night or two in a hotel. So it will be helpful for you to know the Arabic word for hotel. It is...
Funduq.
Listen to the word again.
Funduq. Funduq. Funduq.
Repeat it after the speaker.
Funduq. Funduq. Funduq.
If you want to ask, where is the hotel, you would say...
وين الفندق؟
Let's hear you ask the question, repeating it after the speaker.
وين الفندق؟ وين الفندق؟
The answer you get might be...
الفندق هناك.
What does that mean? It means the hotel is over there. Listen again.
الفندق هناك. الفندق هناك.
Repeat it.
الفندق هناك. الفندق هناك.
Four. One of the large hotels in Saudi Arabia is called Hotel Saudiya. In Arabic, they call it...
فندق السعودية.
Listen once again, just to the name.
السعودية. السعودية. السعودية.
You say it.
السعودية. السعودية. السعودية.
Now listen again to the Arabic for Hotel Saudiya.
فندق السعودية. فندق السعودية.
Repeat it, first one word at a time, then together.
فندق السعودية. فندق السعودية. فندق السعودية. فندق السعودية.
When Arabs refer to Saudi Arabia as a country, they use the same word. Saudiya. The full name of the country in Arabic is much longer, but Arabs call it Saudiya for short, in much the same way that Americans say the States or the U.S. rather than the United States. Okay, supposing you're looking for Hotel Saudiya, how would you ask, where is Hotel Saudiya? That would be...
وين فندق السعودية؟
Repeat it.
وين فندق السعودية؟ وين فندق السعودية؟
The reply to this question might be as follows.
امشي على طول والفندق على يمينك.
Listen again to the reply and translate it.
امشي على طول والفندق على يمينك.
It means go straight ahead and the hotel is on your right. Five. All right, let's review the words you've just learned. How do you say the word for here?
Hina.
How do you say is there?
Fi.
How would you ask a Saudi, is there a telephone here?
في تلفون هنا.
Repeat it after the speaker.
في تلفون هنا. في تلفون هنا.
Supposing a Saudi asks you that question and you want to answer, yes, there is, how do you say it?
إيوة في.
Or.
إيوة في تلفون هنا.
Now tell him, no, there is no phone here.
لا ما في تلفون هنا.
How do you say hotel?
فندق.
And how would you say hotel سعودية?
فندق السعودية.
How do you ask a person, tell me, where is Hotel Saudiya?
أقول وين فندق السعودية؟
6. Now let's learn some new words for places you may want to go to. The word for hospital is
مستشفى.
Listen to it.
مستشفى. 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 مستشفى.
Repeat it.
مستشفى. مستشفى. مستشفى.
How would you say the hospital?
المستشفى.
How do you say where's the hospital?
وين المستشفى؟
Repeat it.
وين المستشفى؟ وين المستشفى؟
7. Generally, Saudis do not eat in restaurants. They prefer to eat at home, where they like to invite their friends, sit together on a carpet, and eat from large platters of food placed in front of them. When they have a large party or banquet, and if the weather is nice, they like to sit on big carpets outdoors and eat in the open air. For this reason, you don't find as many restaurants in Saudi Arabia as elsewhere. There are, however, some restaurants, especially in large cities, which cater to the many foreigners living and working in Saudi Arabia, and you might be going to them occasionally. The word for restaurant in Arabic is
مطعم.
Listen.
مطعم. 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 مطعم.
Repeat it.
مطعم. 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 مطعم.
One question you might want to ask sometime, especially if you're staying in a hotel, is there a restaurant here? That would be
في مطعم هنا.
Say it after the speaker.
في مطعم هنا. في مطعم هنا.
How would you ask the question, where's the restaurant? You would say
وين المطعم.
Repeat it.
وين المطعم. وين المطعم.
Supposing the name of the restaurant is Al-Amir, meaning the prince. In Arabic, they would call it Mat'am Al-Amir, with the name following the word for restaurant. If you want to ask where the prince restaurant is, you would say
وين مطعم الأمير.
Now repeat after the speaker.
وين مطعم الأمير. وين مطعم الأمير.
8. The word for house is
بيت.
Listen to it.
بيت. بيت. بيت.
Say it after the speaker.
بيت. بيت. بيت.
The word بيت can also be used to mean home. For example, the sentence أنا في البيت literally means I'm in the house, but it really means I'm home or I'm at home. Let's hear you repeat this sentence.
أنا في البيت. أنا في البيت. أنا في البيت.
If you are in a cab, you will want to be able to say, my house is here, or my house is over there. In Arabic, my house would be
بيتي.
The E sound at the end of the word means my. Listen to it again.
بيتي. بيتي بيتي.
Now repeat it.
بيتي بيتي بيتي.
My house is here would be
بيتي هنا.
Repeat it after the speaker.
بيتي هنا بيتي هنا بيتي هنا.
How do you say my house is over there?
بيتي هناك.
Repeat it.
بيتي هناك بيتي هناك.
When you want to say your house, that would be بيتك with أك at the end of the word بيت. Listen to it.
بيتك بيتك بيتك.
Repeat it.
بيتك بيتك بيتك.
If you want to ask someone, where is your house, you would say, وين بيتك. Let's hear you repeat it after the speaker.
وين بيتك وين بيتك وين بيتك.
End of side 1, module 3.